This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend and colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, about the significance of having King Charles at the Normandy anniversary. And Gregory tells the story of King Charles shaking the hand of a 100-year-old D-Day veteran who was at Portsmouth. He didn't make the trip to Normandy. The king did. And the king represented tradition, ceremony, connection 80 years after the event. And we look forward to the king attending the 90th and the 100th in 20 years' time. Gregory Copley on King Charles at Normandy. More of this later.
Once again, restated the importance of tradition and history and valuing the fact that the contributions that had been made by earlier generations. And of course, this is not so long ago, 80 years ago, but it's the last time probably that we will see Normandy landing veterans in going back to Normandy to celebrate the occasion. King Charles, in a very, I think, touching reflection of his own sense of mortality, given his recent cancer scares, shook hands with a 100-year-old pensioner in Portsmouth, I think, just before they went over to Normandy. And he said, "I'll see you again in the 85th anniversary," which I thought was very, very touching and perhaps improbable for the 100-year-old. We only hope it's probable